Matthew Brown, Swindon Lass.
She's really good first up and expect her to go pretty close today.
Well, you're going to have a dollar. Where are we going to put it?
Swindon Lass is good value for an each-way bet.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Quick and Dandy 1x3. Roll it in a photo over Swindon Lass.
And Swindon Lass at $3.50.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at Pakenham today on the synthetic, kicking off at 1 o'clock for all you race goers. There's no need for track conditions, Whitey.
No, there's not, but I think it's worth mentioning that in the 2 days you were away,
yes,
we had two winners.
Well, that was very, very good of you. You went safe yesterday. You got a place.
Yeah, because it ran third. If I didn't go safe. See, Matt Stewart criticised me yesterday, saying, oh, you're going a bit safe.
Yeah, well, you were a bit safe.
If I'd been bold, we would have lost. But we went with $3.80 the place. Thanks for coming.
You would have taken the other winner that Matty Brown gave us.
No, because Matty Brown said that was the one to go for. That's the one he liked. But he wasn't certain that it would win, so we went $3.80 the place.
Okay. Well,
that was some of the easiest money you'd ever want to make.
If you think that's okay, then that's okay.
Absolutely, it's okay.
You're the leader of the pack. Your call, and there was a profit in the spreadsheet, which is fantastic. Hopefully that continues today. Frankie Stockdale's got a couple for us at Pakenham. Good morning, Frankie.
Yeah, how you going? All right?
Going all right, buddy. Going very well. How's your world?
Yeah, no, whacking away, mate. Whacking away.
It's all you can do, mate. It's all you can do. Race 4, number 8 for you. You got two today at Pakenham. Race 4, number 8, the Cruiser, is getting involved from an outside gate. Frankie on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, trying to break its maiden status. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, he's very disappointing last start. Thought he could go there and win, and ran very ordinary, in my opinion, and his work since has been good, and, I'll be disappointed if he can't win today.
Where are you going to put him in the run?
We'll leave that up to the jock, Lynchy, but he should bounce out and probably, one out, one back would be bloody beautiful, I reckon.
Well, no, one out, one back sounds pretty bloody good to me, just quietly.
Yeah.
See what Lynchy can do about that. That's race 4, number 8. Then you got race 6, number 6, Unique Bambino, who is in a 58 today. It's been in work for a little while. It's been pretty consistent too, but we haven't won for a while.
Yeah, no, he's been very honest, the horse, but last start, again, he was disappointing last start. I was hoping he could win that Travis Harrison Apprentices Cup, ran a bit below par, but not a bit a long way out. So we haven't done much in between, and we have up the stumps on the synthetic, see how we go today.
It's good to see, Frankie, you don't hold on to performances in the past,
Yeah, that's all.
Well, it's a brutal game. You're a winner, you don't. Why? It's pretty straightforward.
They can let you down pretty quick, these buggers.
So, of the two, Frankie, which one do you think is your best today for our punters?
Well, I reckon the Cruiser.
The Cruiser, right? Race 4, number 8, the Cruiser today at Pakenham, but 225 favourite at the early markets at tab.com.au. We wish you the best of luck, mate. Hope they run true for you.
Okay, mate, good on you. See you later.
Good stuff. Frankie Stockdale with one for us there.
He's pretty confident.
225, barrier 13, one out, one back. Pretty straightforward for Lynchy. Just get it done.
I hope he's not chasing, though, Frankie, because he seems still emotional from
he's
last
He's not chasing.
Time.
He's good.
Enver Jasovic has three runners today at Pakenham. Enver, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Going well. Now, it looks like you've got two really good chances and one I'm not so sure about, which is the first one, race 4, number 13. Bodrum, what do you think here, coming back from a spell?
Well expressed. I'm of the same opinion. he's trialled up well. He's a nice horse. He just needs to do it race day. As I said, he's trialled up well. I'm hoping, if all goes well, he can run in the top five.
All right, so that's race 4, number 13. But in race 6, number 4, you've got Obi, who since resuming has had three consecutive seconds. Can you go one better today?
I think he can. His work on Tuesday was really good without doing a hell of a lot. So the horse is in a good headspace. I think we can go one better today.
All right.
What's he run 5 seconds in a row?
Yeah, he has.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So do you have to do anything different with him when he does that, or you've just got to get him to run faster?
Well, I think he's been watching a lot of the St Kilda Grand Final. So I showed him the 66 Grand Final, and he had a peppity step on Tuesday.
You've got to show him the right one, Enver.
I know.
There's only one, let's be honest.
All right, so that's race six, number four. And then race eight, number five, you have got a last start winner here in Lord Wonder from gate number four.
I think he can go through his grades, this horse. Fairly dominant win last start. The blinkers just sort of really helped him, helped his racing manners, and kept him on the bridle the whole way. Looked the winner a long way from home. So he's raced twice on the synthetic. He got beat narrowly first up, and then not sure what happened second up. He just never really travelled, but I think he can win better races, his horse, so he'll be hard to beat.
Ooh. All right. So is that your best for today?
I'm going for St Kilda. I'm going for Obi.
Oh, okay. All right. Race six, number four, your best, but you also like race eight, number five. So hopefully there's a couple of winners there for you today, Enver. Thanks for your time, as always.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas.
Enver Justophobic there with his best today, race six, number four, 360 in the early markets at the tab.
What's that? What are the odds of the one the last?
$5. He seems, it's gone from a maiden to a 64. He's dodged the 58, gone straight at the 64. Reckons it can get through the grades. There might be something there for the punters if they rude between the lines there. But he's given us the 360, which suggests that Obi is a pretty bloody good thing.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi, you're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Race four, number eight. Race six, number four. There are your two numbers today on the early mail for Pakenham. That'll give you the cash to get ready for Flemington tomorrow. And let's get to the Friday form after the 7 o'clock news with Johnny Bowden, with Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab, coming up shortly on The Breakfast Club.